Hi, everybody. I'm Brittany Lewis with Forbes Breaking News. Joining me now is Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis. Congresswoman, thank you so much for joining me.
Great to be with you. Thank you.
Over the past few days, we have seen pro-Palestinian protests at universities all across the country, including Columbia, right here in New York. What's your response to these instances we've seen over the past few days?
Well, I think the protests have gotten severely out of hand when Jewish students are being threatened, when there is anti-Semitic rhetoric involved, when there is pro-terrorist group chanting. This is no longer the First Amendment and free speech. This is now anti-Semitism, and we need to make that very clear. So it's been very disturbing how the protests at Columbia have gotten out of control. The university president needs to resign. She cannot keep her students safe, nor has she taken any action to try to stop this anti-Semitism that has taken over the campus. So I find it extremely disturbing that these students are feeling that their lives are at risk because their university president won't gain control of this campus and stop the anti-Semitic chanting and events and the protests that have been taking place.
You, along with some of your New York Republican colleagues, have written a letter urging the Columbia president to resign. Can you talk to us a little bit about why you feel that way?
Because it's clear that she has lost control of the school. And when a university president makes it clear that they can't keep the students safe, because she's telling the students today that they need to go to virtual learning, that is unacceptable, and that is not leadership. And so we believe strongly that, as the university president said, there needs to be a reset, and the reset needs to be in leadership. And so that is why we are calling for her resignation. You know, this is not the first time this has been happening at Columbia. Last year in October, we saw professors speak commending Hamas, and there was no accountability. And the fact that this university president allows these events to continue on campus, targeting Jewish students, is just not acceptable. And all students need to feel safe on their campus. And by sending them to virtual learning, she's showing that she cannot keep them safe, and therefore she needs to resign.
In the letter, there were Republican colleagues that signed it. Were there any Democratic congressmen or women, A, and B, are any Democrats on board that you know of calling for her resignation?
Well, I believe we are the only ones that have called for her resignation to date. I know Elise Stefanik and I called for the resignation yesterday, and the rest of the delegation joined us today. I don't, in fairness, know whether the letter was circulated to Democrats because it came from Elise Stefanik's office. With that said, we have not heard the same calls for resignation coming from Democrats at all. And I think that's unfortunate, especially from our U.S. Senators, Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand, as well as the governor, Kathy Hochul, and the mayor, to see this happening in the state, and for them to not take strong stance on this, I think is wrong. And like I did, is the reset of leadership at Columbia University. And it's one of the reasons why, and I'll just add this, that I introduced two pieces of legislation, one of them giving a path for the Secretary of Education to strip federal funds from colleges where individuals, where the presidents have allowed for anti-Semitism to take place, either by promoting or allowing or fostering any type of anti-Semitic events on campus. And if they don't correct it immediately and hold, for example, a professor that is doing this accountable, then there's a path to strip federal funding from those schools. The other bill is one that would strip visas from foreign students participating in anti-Semitic activities. So I think those two pieces of legislation would go a long way in showing these colleges that we are serious, that we will hold them accountable, that we will strip federal funding if they allow this woke, warped, anti-Semitic ideology to fester on our college campuses.
Have you spoken to Education Secretary Cardona specifically about the events transpiring at Columbia?
I have not.
And do you plan to? Do you want to see any? What response would you like to see from him?
Well, what I would like to see is for Congress to pass my legislation, and that would actually give him the tool to be able to strip legislation, strip funding from these universities, rather. The thing is that certainly we would love to hear from our Secretary of Education. He should be playing a leading role right now. He should be publicly condemning what is happening at Columbia, not just Columbia, but other institutions. And I think that it was good that the White House at least condemned the activity that took place. But once again, Democrats have to do more than condemn this anti-Semitism by saying there's a thin line between freedom of speech and anti-Semitism. I mean, this is a very clear line. And the fact that these protests continue to occur, the fact that professors who commended and celebrated Hamas are still at the school, the fact that the university president is unable to keep her students safe, all reasons why this president needs to resign and why we should be moving forward with my legislation that would give the administration the ability to strip this federal funding.
Like you said, the White House did issue a tough response here, calling what was happening anti-Semitic. I know that you're happy with that response, but what more do you think that they could be doing?
Well, again, I think that the Secretary of Education has a role here to be bringing these university presidents together to talk about what's happening in these campuses. I think they need to make very clear that none of this is acceptable, and we need our students in America's universities to be safe. I would like to also see the administration put forward a proposal like mine that would give some teeth for accountability for these universities that allow anti-Semitism to take place. I think it's shocking. It is shocking to see people in New York City, whether it's at the university or not, to see them waving the Hezbollah flag, to see them chanting in support of Hamas, to see them saying these horrific things, threatening students, calling for more terrorist attacks against Israel. It's just outrageous and truly not something that I thought we would see in this country. It is very sad. I think it's something that has to awaken us to take more action. And that is, you know, what we're trying to do with my legislation. We would love some support from the White House. We think that the White House, quite frankly, and people like Senator Schumer contributed to this by Netanyahu. I think in many ways they want to support Israel, but they undermine Israel at the same time with some of their rhetoric. And I think that is setting a tone that is we're seeing across the campuses. I think it also sheds light to what our young people are being taught, that, you know, they actually believe that Hamas is some type of freedom fighting group, not a terrorist organization. I mean, it's outrageous. So the fact that our young people in a very lopsided way at one of the most prestigious institutions in the country, an Ivy League school, that's showing us something and really telling us something about the entire education system in this country. We really, you know, one thing I would add to the president is we shouldn't be paying student loans for anti-Semitic Hamas supporting students from Columbia University.
Congresswoman, you cut out at just the moment you were talking about Senator Chuck Schumer for just a moment. It did sound like you were semi-blaming him for the events transpiring at Columbia. Is that the case? Do you think his commentary on Prime Minister Netanyahu, you said, somehow contributed to this?
No, I think that I think it's not been helpful. I think the rhetoric that we've heard, this kind of trying to play both sides, not taking a strong stand in support of our ally, I think is giving these young students the misconception that we should not be standing wholeheartedly with Israel at this time where they are under attack by a terrorist organization. I think that they've undermined Israel and Prime Minister Netanyahu with some of the rhetoric, including that from Senator Schumer.
I was talking with the ADL CEO just before I'm talking to you, and you both agree that you both said we haven't seen something like this in America before. There are also some reports this afternoon that the faculty at Columbia, some of them, walked out in support and solidarity with the protesting students. What do you make of that?
Well, look, I again, I don't think parents teach or pay, rather, parents don't pay all this money to Columbia University to have their children deprived of an education. And when faculty members walk out, when they're told, they're telling students that they're going to go to virtual learning for the day or for the foreseeable future, they're not getting the education that they're paying for. And so I think it's a shame. I think parents and students may want to consider whether they want to stay at Columbia University. And I certainly don't think our federal tax money should be going to fund this university as long as this type of anti-Semitism is going to continue unchecked.
I know you mentioned your two pieces of legislation. What's next for them?
Well, right now they're in committee, and we're hoping that we will be able to get it some type of either hearing or markup on these pieces of legislation. And I think that the House of Representatives should be doing a package. I'm not the only one that has come up with, I think, good ideas. There have been other members that have also introduced legislation that can help address this issue and hold these types of institutions accountable. And I think that a package of legislation to do this is very much in need and in order at this time.
Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis, thank you so much for your time.
Great, thank you.